1 Samuel and chapter 3, well-known passage. I must say it's a very delightful pleasure to be with you here in Connors Hill. Heard of the place many times, and the saints here have corresponded with me over the years. It's just coming to my mind now. They took a picture of the preachers last weekend at Cape Breton Conference, and it went on what they call Facebook. And I guess there was a lot of comments on it. And I was going to say, my sassy daughter said, and nobody's to guess who is the oldest man. It just happened to be her father. I have no idea where those 40 years went. I can remember all those maritime conferences, and I was Joe Jr. I still feel I'm Joe Jr. But anyhow, the years go in, but it's good to be here. I can hardly believe that I am here. It's usually the Lanceloo Conference, which is very, very dear to our hearts. We go up to Lanceloo a lot. We had a series, John Procopio and I had a series there in 90, they were called the 96 Meetings. And there's likely over 25 that were saved, and over 20 of those would still be in the Assembly Fellowship. And on top of that, there was 8 of them that came all the way down to Sussex, which really is a 3-day journey with the ferries to the Sussex Conference. And I just couldn't tell them, although I had to, I wasn't going to be there this weekend. I was going to be in Edmonton. So here we are, entrusted as of the Lord. Now I must get along quickly here. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And I would like to read just at verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Now I believe that in the context here, that doesn't mean that he didn't know him as we know in a relationship with God, or as we'd say today, not saved, but there's a knowledge of God. There's something about knowing God that Samuel had to yet understand. Verse 8, "And the Lord called to Samuel again the third time, and he arose and he went to Eli and said, 'Here am I, for thou didst call me.' And Eli perceived," good for Eli, "that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, 'Go and lie down, it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" Now this is the secret, I think, to the passage. At least it is for me. So Samuel went and did something he'd never done before. It says, "And lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel answered, 'Speak.'" Notice he omits the word Lord. And that's for a reason. He says, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." The Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle," and so on. It is that little expression, "in his place." It is significant that Samuel doesn't hear from God until he is in his place. Now listen, brethren, sisters, let's be honest about it. We always have not been in the right place. There's times when we have been out of place. Maybe by what we said, maybe by what we did, maybe by where we went, and maybe by where we did not go, we have been out of place. On a practical note, knowing nothing about saints here, but when it comes to the assembly meetings, if I am not present, okay, other than work or other places moving about and so on, but just for the sake of not going and being home, I'm out of place. I'm out of place. My place is where the saints gathered and are gathered. And when I'm not there, I'm out of place. But once Samuel is in his place, he will hear from God. I think as we approach the conference, all of us today, we need to search our hearts and say, really, what about my spirit? What about my attitude? What about just how I assess things and my feelings toward the assembly in general. Are they out of place? Out of place? Now it says here that Eli, he was in his place. That was a sad place that he was in. Sad place. You know, I think sometimes we relegate Eli just to his latter days, days of failure and so on. But I think there are better days in Eli's life. He's maybe like Solomon. It's the latter days, unfortunately, that were the sadder days. Sadder days. Think of how Solomon ended and this man Eli. Could have been better, but Eli, there was enough of God left in him to recognize this. God's calling this boy. And even though Eli, for all of this sin against him, there's something that he's going to recognize in that. A demoralized priesthood, an alienated people, and so on is one thing. But a silent God is another. A silent God. More than that, we have to remember that it had been some time since the voice of God really had been heard. So this is going to be a significant change in the events of the nation and of Samuel himself. That he's going to hear from God. Wonder if we'll hear from God in that way in our own lives. That there will be a significant change. That we'll go back to a time right there at that Edmonton conference in 2017. When nobody had to tell me, I knew God was speaking to me. I mean, when it comes to salvation, wasn't that true? I can remember I come from a very large family of first cousins. I have 64 of them, just so you know how many I got. I happen to be related to those, I was going to say, terrible people they call the Kimbers, but that's who they are. Anyhow, at the Sarnia Conference, I can remember the front rows just lined with us. And we had to sit. Our parents gave us one option. We either sat with them or ahead of them. That was the law. We all sat up there. You know what the preachers like to come and preach? I remember that Sunday night when God was speaking to me. I didn't want them to know God was speaking to me. I knew God was speaking to me. Ever so thankful. Had it not been that night that God, in his mercy and grace, though he had spoken other times, spoke to me, I wouldn't even be here tonight. I look back to conferences and my early experience, and God spoke to me. Had he not, I wouldn't be here tonight either, even though I was saved. So we should keep that in mind. Had to have that sensitive ear. I want to think of just three things very quickly. Much more that could be said. First of all, there was a desire for the message. There had to be the desire for the message. Brothers and sisters, if there's no desire for the message, if I'm coming just out of duty, if I'm coming for the social part of it, if I'm coming for whatever, if there isn't the desire for a message from God, this conference will not rise to its intended purpose. So there had to be a desire for a message, a deference to the message, and then a deliverance of the message. You know, God does not disclose his truth to those who are not interested in it. No, doesn't do it. You see, the Lord Jesus gives us the secret to that in John chapter 7 when he says, he that is willing to know shall know of the doctrine. If you're not willing to obey what God reveals to you, it's highly likely that he won't reveal it to you. Do you know why? Because that would put you under the position of a disobedient child. I learned from the Hebrew epistle that that would bring discipline. God gets no delight in disciplining his children. My parents used to always say they didn't either. I remember my mother one time going to the woodshed. We had one of those. Those were the days when they had those places. They looked after and she said, this hurts me worse than it does you. I said, well, here, give me that. Let me have this for a while. It wasn't going that way. But anyhow, God gets no delight in disciplining his children. Doesn't. So, just as we think of that, I have to have an interest in the truth being revealed to me. In my generation, let me just go on this, even if I don't get through it. Our gatherings, I would say, were somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to 85% spiritual, 15 to 20% social. There's nothing wrong with the social part of it. Unfortunately and sadly, we've too many places have flipped that. Now it's 80% social and maybe 20% spiritual. Sorry, I don't attend those kind of conferences. Wouldn't surprise you, I'm not invited to them. And if I was, I wouldn't go. But why am I happy to be here? Because I have heard by the hearing of the ear what is desired by the oversight of this assembly and the direction that they want to see this testimony go and preserved. And for it to have that, there has to be a desire for the message. Nevertheless, we have a young man here that didn't want to miss a message from God. You know, it tells us something that even a young man, you know, maybe a young brother here today, a young sister, he said, I'm just so insignificant. There's these people here and they know the Bible and they're this and they're that. Do you realize that if God didn't want you to be here and didn't have a message for you, you wouldn't even be here? That's why you're here. That's why he has brought you here. That's why you've got life. Because there's a message he has. So there's the desire for the message, but there's the deference to the message. Thy servant heareth. Servant says, well, whatever God says, I will do it. There's another requirement for hearing the word of God, not only wanting to hear it, but willing to be obedient to it. Obedient to it. Sometimes we use the expression, well, we know far more than we put into practice. Not so. Disagree. I practice what I want to know. I practice what I want to know. Now, it could be that much more has come through than that, but I only practice what I want to. But there's the deliverance of the message. He lay down till the morning. He did not sleep. He lay down till the morning, but he did not sleep. Samuel had to be in a right spirit, a right place, and he also had to be in a right spirit. Eli wasn't. Eli was not in the right place to hear from God. Those were maybe were former days for Eli. But here's a man, a young man, and he's, I just touched it anyhow, just to give you the opening of it. You can study it and be encouraged by it. Those are tremendous verses, those verses. I know they've been ministered and preached on many times, but they've spoken to my heart again of late. Just to be in the right place. Oh, you say a preacher wouldn't be out of place. Don't you kid yourself. Preachers can get out of place too. Preachers need to be restored too. Really at the best, brother. Let's face it, sisters. We're a bunch of backsliders that have been restored. And hopefully there's nobody here tonight that doesn't need to be restored in some measure. Speaker included. I want to leave this conference a better man for God than I came. Don't you? Well, let's be like Samuel. Let's be willing to be. Notice that it does say in the place. I could have pointed out with Moses the place. But in his place, and God will speak to us.